Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Now 7:03. Clear skies. We're still about 30 minutes away from our sunrise, but it's just looking beautiful this morning. 66. It's going to be sunny, gorgeous. We'll spend most of the day today in the 70s. We'll barely get to 80 later today. And then we have real weather coming. We'll get a full forecast from Dan Brunoff coming up in a moment. First,
News Radio 1080 KRLD. Red alert traffic.
We got a big problem on the DNT. Joyce Nielsen has details.
And that we do. Northbound tollway closed at Spring Creek Parkway. Yeah, this is in Plano because of an accident. Now, you're able to re-enter once you get north of Legacy, but the backup from Park Boulevard, bad news there, over an hour's delay on the tollway. Parkwood Boulevard will save you at least 30 minutes on your drive time. But again, northbound Dallas North Tollway shut down at Spring Creek Parkway in Plano. Another check on in just a few minutes with traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Our top story this morning, everybody's been talking about this one. Dallas cemetery workers are traumatized over the death of a coworker.
Oh, it's such a tough way to die, crushed under a massive burial.
And now, local and federal investigators are trying to figure out how it happened.
It was a desperate 911 call yesterday. A workman at Dallas Wrestling Funeral Home and Cemetery was pinned underneath the vault, and it was too heavy for co-workers to move. Some of these things can be several hundred to several thousand pounds. Firefighters arrived with the sort of power equipment used to pry crash victims from twisted wreckage, and they were able to raise the vault enough to get the man out. However, he died at the hospital. Back in Wrestling, the questions were being asked. How and why it happened. Since it was a job site death, federal OSHA investigators will be on the scene. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The cost to repair Dallas City Hall continues to go up. Russell Scott reports some now think the city would be better off tearing it down.
Repair costs to the building were $60 million, then $100 million, and Monday city staff said it could be $345 million. City Councilman Chad West says those numbers are educated guesses. A full inspection is still needed.
There is a lot of deferred maintenance. The roof, HVAC, leaking parking lot.
The building was designed by famed architect I.M. Pei, and Dallas Morning News architecture critic Mark Lampster says,
it's one of two great brutalist city hall buildings in America, along with Boston City Hall. And these are incredibly important buildings for their moment.
There have been reports that the land where City Hall currently sits could be used by the Dallas Mavericks to build a new basketball arena and development area. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks, Russell. Opening statements underway in Kaufman County in the murder trial of a man who cut off his ankle monitor and took off the night before his original trial was set to begin.
33-year-old Trevor McEwen faces charges including capital murder, four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and arson. He's accused of the 2023 death of his neighbor Aaron Martinez in Forney. Investigators say McEwen shot Martinez multiple times and later admitted to the crime following a SWAT standoff. Martinez's widow took the stand yesterday and broke down in tears when she identified an autopsy photo of her husband. McEwen's attorneys told the jury they will prove that their client acted in self-defense that day, and that Martinez had actually been harassing McEwen for months. The judge says he expects the trial to last until at least Friday. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Richardson police are looking for the man who sexually assaulted someone at a DART train station over the weekend. Police say the victim got off at the Spring Valley station and was heading north when the attack happened. They tell us the man they are looking for is tall, heavy black man in his 30s, about 250 pounds, with neck-length hair in dreadlocks with bleached ends. At the time of the attack, he was wearing a black or gray T-shirt and pants. Police say the investigation is in its early stages, but they're asking that anyone with information to please come forward.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
New this morning, former President Joe Biden completes another round of radiation therapy Monday to treat an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Dallas City Hall is facing a repair bill that some guesstimates put it at $345 million, leading to a discussion tonight in which it'll likely prompt the question, fix it, relocate, or build anew. A freak accident at Restland Funeral Home in Dallas turns deadly Monday afternoon. Crews rushed to rescue a worker that was crushed under a heavy concrete burial vault. Now, they got him out, but he died from his injuries. Investigators are now trying to figure out how it happened.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. We're the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition, future of tech. Is it codelaunch.com?
Outage at Amazon Web Services yesterday highlighted just how much of the internet is dependent on the operations of a single company. The world's largest cloud provider said all of its services returned to normal last night. Its data storage, computing power, and other building blocks underpin a large chunk of the internet. Shares of Amazon are higher this morning. Getting you ready for your trading day, S&P and Dow futures are little changed this Tuesday after the S&P 500 notched its biggest two-day gain since June. Investors continue to weigh the trade tensions between the U.S. and China. And the company behind Tylenol is urging regulators to deny a request to change the label on the pain reliever, warning against use during pregnancy. A citizen petition filed last month asked for the adjustment after the Trump administration linked the medicine to autism. Consumer health giant Kenvue says the changes are not supported by scientific evidence. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
It is 7:20. 2025, Frisco trustees vote unanimously to close a middle school that's been educating kids for decades. It's because of needed repairs and declining enrollment. The plan is to divide students up among three other schools.
There's also a plan to move personnel to other campuses to make sure that class sizes are manageable. Every staff member who is in good standing, from teachers to custodians, will have a position in the district.
The extra resources and support are designed to ensure our campuses who receive our students will be prepared to educate and care for any student who walks through their door.
The district representative will reach out to all Staley families to determine their transportation needs for the next school year. And part of the mission, they say, is to recognize the legacy of Staley Middle School and those who have now walked through those halls for all those years.
That is NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
Senators Cornyn and Cruz of Texas want the Space Shuttle Discovery moved from Washington, D.C. to Houston, but KRLD's Barbara Schwartz reports that could be difficult.
Dan Vergano, senior editor at Scientific American, says the shuttle is surprisingly fragile for something that's been shot off into space 39 times and come back down through the atmosphere. The exterior is lined with thousands of very fragile tiles.
The pressure from your fingertips could break one of them. They're mostly air. They're designed to take really high temperatures, and it's sort of like a bed of nails effect when they're all together blasting through the atmosphere and the temperature going on, and they're cool. But just like bumping one with a broomstick as you sweep under the shuttle could break one.
He says the shuttle would have to be taken apart to be moved by barge. $85 million has been appropriated to move it. Vergano says how much it would truly cost depends on who you talk to. He says Senator Cornyn has suggested it would be $8 million. NASA and the Smithsonian put it between $120 and $150 million. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That's a lot of money.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.